looking forward to sharing with you this morning in this series about being blessed from Ephesians 1. So let me just pray for this word this morning. Jesus, I commit this time to you. Thank you for this opportunity to share from your word. I pray, God, that you would use these words to inspire and encourage, to bring comfort, to challenge us, and to what you desire from this moment in our day, in our week. And we pray that that would happen, that your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven in this moment through your word and through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. One of the challenges I have walked through for many, 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 many years is around the idea of purpose. I think there is a significant message out there in Christendom, in the church, to find your purpose. Anyone ever heard that before? You know, because we're told in Scripture that God has a plan for your life. He has a purpose for your life, to live that out, to discover what your plan, what your purpose is, so that you can live that out for God and the kingdom. There is a desire for people who follow God to find what their purpose on life is or in life is. Does anyone relate? So today's message is connected to, I believe, our purpose in life. You know, I believe there are three key things that people wrestle with in life a lot, and one of them is purpose. Another one is identity, and the other one is belonging. And I believe that we find and discover all those three things, our identity, our belonging, and our purpose, in relationship with Jesus. You know, identity, who am I? Our purpose, why am I here? And that belonging, where do I fit? And I feel that those three things people are pursuing endlessly in our world, looking for where they fit, where they belong, looking for their purpose. You know, why am I here? Why am I on this planet? What am I called to do? I would say that personally, I'm a very purpose-driven person. You know, when I look back over the last long time, everything that I do in my world is connected to purpose or discovering, finding, living out. I find it very difficult to engage in something that doesn't have a purpose to it. I love to be engaged with something of meaning and significant and value. And I guess most of us do. It's also been something that I wrestle with a lot. And it's interesting, I wrote this, I don't know what you would call it. It was a personal, poetic moment about purpose. And when I was doing my prayer and research this last couple of weeks about preaching this morning, I felt the Spirit reminded me of what I'd written, and it was just written in my phone, in the notes in my phone, at the beginning of this year. And I'm going to read it to you. So this is a little bit vulnerable, but I feel like it's important to paint a little bit of a picture about what I feel God wants to encourage us with today. And it's called Disruptive Purpose. I am driven, often dragged, pulled forward by something unseen, something relentless. Purpose. A need, a hunger, an ache to do something that matters, to be someone that matters, to speak, to write, to lead, to invite, to connect, to behave with and for purpose. A purpose that is significant. I have fought for it, wrestled with it, to find it, to live it, to be it, and yet not always, but often, I fail. Left standing in the wreckage of another moment where purpose should have been, but wasn't. purpose is beautiful, fulfilling, even joyful. But it is also chaotic, confusing, and often disappointing. I've wanted to stop, to shut it off, to let it go, to be free of it. The thought of an easy, predictable, purposeless life. Sometimes I have longed for that. Every word I've written, every song I've sung, every speech, every leader, every strategy, every game, every moment, every dollar, all of it, a desperate grasp for significance, a need to matter, a need to leave a mark. And yet, so often, it's almost close enough to see, to taste, but just out of reach. Purpose calls me forward, taunts me, harasses me, beckoning, but often leaving me stranded. Disruptive purpose. Tom Wright says this about our passage today, and to me, this is the key to God's message to us. Paul's great prayer at the opening of this letter is a celebration of the larger story within which every single Christian story, every story of individual conversion, faith, spiritual life, obedience, and hope is set. Only by understanding and celebrating the larger story can we hope to understand everything that's going on in our own smaller stories. And so observe God at work in and through our lives. Ephesians 1, 9 to 10 says this, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. God's ultimate big picture plan and purpose is for all things on heaven and on earth to be united in Christ Jesus. He is making all things new. All things. You know, I did go to Bible college and learn Greek. And all means all in the Greek. All things. That's pretty inclusive, isn't it? I mean, not some things. Not selected things, but all things. This plan and purpose which was hidden until the ministry of Jesus Christ revealed it, carried it, and brought it, and began it, the kingdom of God is at hand. It is here now being unfolded. It's a beautiful picture of the future. All things to be united with Jesus, renewed, refreshed, restored. The ultimate goal is renewal. God is making all things new. We know that sin fractured creation, but Jesus is bringing complete restoration. And he's not just restoring you. He is reconciling all things. Heaven and earth will be fully aligned under the rule of Christ. I believe that God calls us into that purpose and plan. You know, I believe that there are times, and there has been for me, when God says, go there now. Do that now. Make that call. See that person. Take that job. But I also believe that often in our purpose journey, there is room for exploration, discovery, and decision. You know, I definitely believe many, many years ago that I was called in to ministry, to lead in God's church. And this is my 30th year of leading at Kingsway. I know, I don't feel like I could be old enough to be that. It's my 45th year in the church, the same church. And no, I was not born here. But in this text, I believe we are reminded, and to me this is the blessing, that there is a greater purpose, a divine plan, bigger, brighter, and better than anything we have ever experienced or encountered. Deep and complete restoration. Renewal for all things. A unity in and with Jesus that will truly satisfy, and that is the fulfillment of the kingdom of God. This is a spiritual blessing that we live in now and have access to now, but also about what is to come. That hope in what we haven't seen yet. I mean, I love the power of the idea that he is making all things new. And this is a quote out of Revelation. That old behavior, that old wound, that old habit, that old way of thinking being made new. Restored. Refreshed. That old broken relationship, that old heartache, that old disappointment, that old betrayal being made new, restored, refreshed. That old way of living, that old fear, that old insecurity, that old limiting belief being made new, refreshed, restored. That old institution, that old corrupt system, that dysfunctional leader, that hatred, that division being made new, restored, refreshed, and renewed. It's either all things or it's not. And I believe God's plan and purpose is to restore all things. That all things will come under the lordship and the rule of Christ. You know, it's easy to reflect on our world at the moment. Our leaders, even our churches, the conflict, the division, the hatred, the injustice, the struggles, the trauma, the war, the disagreement, etc., 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 etc. To look at all that is going on around us and feel like we are so far away from renewal, from being united under Christ. But it is his plan. Not forced, but freely. Not controlled, but inviting. My kingdom come. On earth as it is in heaven. And we have a part to play. I believe that our purpose, his plan for us, is to align ourselves and connect ourselves with that plan of uniting all things under Christ, of bringing renewal, of bringing refreshment, of bringing restoration. That we're called to be that and do that in our lives. However that looks, at work, at school, at uni, at home, in your street, your backyard, your soccer field. Wherever God positions you. To be carriers of his kingdom. To bring restoration, renewal, and refreshment. You know, sometimes I think we can get lost in searching for the micro plan. You know, what is that little thing you have just for me, trying to find and sitting back waiting for the master plan to be revealed. When God says he has a plan and a purpose, and he invites us into the macro, big picture purpose and plan to play our part in seeing that happen in our world, in our journeys, in our lives. And we all have a piece to bring. The church is part of this grand mission, spreading his kingdom on earth. We're called to live with an eternal mindset, knowing God's purpose is bigger, better, and brighter than our temporary struggles or what we see out happening out there in the world. So I want to give you three little encouragements this morning that connect to this scripture. And the first is this: use this as a filter when you feel unsure or stuck. Ask yourself, will this bring restoration? Does it have the potential to provide renewal to others or to myself? Even in the small things, you know, that Facebook post or comment, that dialogue, that conversation at work, that perspective, will it bring refreshment? Will it bring restoration to others and myself? Use that as a filter by which you make decisions to live out your life. The second thing is, if you ever wrestle with purpose, like I have done many times, rest and find peace in this truth. God has a bigger plan that has been revealed to you. And you have been invited into it. You are a part of it, uniting all things under Christ. So be a unifier. That is the kingdom of God. And the last thing I would say is recognize that this is a blessing. You know, Paul starts this by saying, you've been blessed with every spiritual blessing. And this is one of them. You've been invited into this grand purpose and plan to bring restoration and renewal to our world. And I know for me, sometimes I look at that world that we're a part of and it just feels too hard. But every piece that we play, every part that we play, every conversation we have, every way we respond connects to this big picture plan that God has for us. This brings hope in the midst of despair, in our struggles, in our confusion, in our disappointment, in our conflict, knowing that we are blessed with a knowledge, an invitation, and a calling bigger than all of our struggles, our worldviews, our frustrations, to bring refreshment, restoration, renewal, inviting and uniting all things under Christ. That is what the kingdom of God is about. And it has what Jesus' message was about. And it's what he's been doing since his ministry began and through the church has been doing. The Passion Translation puts it this way: And because of God's unfailing purpose, this detailed plan will reign supreme through every period of time until the fulfillment of all the ages finally reaches its climax, when God makes all things new in all of heaven and earth through Jesus Christ. Let me pray. I pray this morning that we would all be reminded that we are part of a larger story. And I know how easy it can be to feel lost in our stories, but that our stories, our smaller stories, are part of something greater and bigger and brighter and better. The larger story of Jesus and restoration, renewal, and unity. And I pray that we would see our stories as part of that bigger story. That we would know that we are called and chosen, as we've read in the text before, to be a part of something bigger than ourselves. And even when we can't see it or feel it or experience it, even when we wrestle with our own purpose, our own plan, to be reminded of the blessing it is to be called into a purpose that is about bringing the kingdom of heaven on earth. May we live that out. May we see that fulfilled in our lives and through our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Awesome. Thank you, Brett. I just love the blessing of that. We've talked about the blessing of being chosen, being adopted, being redeemed, and having a purpose in Christ. It's pretty amazing to think all those things exist in Him. And that's my prayer for us, is that we would know the truth of those blessings and that would change us. As I'm thinking about what Brett was saying, I'm thinking about often I just see things through my eyes. I get up in the morning and I'm at the centre of my life. And I think it's such a blessing to know that my life starts with Him, not with me. And so when we get up in the morning, I just encourage you to put on your kingdom glasses. Don't look at the world through your own eyes. Look at the world through His eyes and go, I exist for Him. I think when we wake up in the morning, we, as Brett said, we have this micro plan. What's my purpose? What's my life going to be about? What am I going to do? What's at the centre of all that? Me. I. It's like, no. I'm here for Him. I'm here for Him. And I exist for Him. And everything I do is for Him. And every conversation I have is, I want to bring His kingdom on earth. And it doesn't matter where I am, I'm here for Him. And so I just encourage you to just get up in the morning and just think about the blessings you have in Christ. Think about don't think about yourself for too long, because that'll just be very, disturbing. Think about Him. Think about what He's doing and what He wants to do. So be blessed. Have an amazing week.